Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Hello and welcome to our penultimate episode of the season, episode 36 of the Samuel Wombles. We're brought to you by some of us who helped put together Yellow and Blue back in the day. We're Ryder fans, Ford fans now and forever. Yellow and Blue was, and indeed Samuel Wombles is, non-affiliated, proudly unofficial. And I'm Mark Lewis. So teach me now that things can only get better. To educate me about that tonight, our panel features Adam Proctor, Matthew Cooper, and Niall Cooper. And on tonight's show, we'll talk a little bit about the Tranmere Snooze Fest. The guys will be able to pick out one question for them to ask of the Fans Forum tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We're recording on a Monday. We'll talk about our players of the season and flops of the season, and of course, the penultimate sum numbers of the season. Welcome to episode 36.
All I want to do is watch football. All I want to do is watch football. We fell down, we fell broke, like we ain't got a hope. Like the times when you're down to 10. What can you do when they're coming at you? You gotta take it back to them.
Great stuff, Mark. I'm sure we started with the failure line in the last, at least the last episode, if not before. I mean, I think that's been a reoccurring theme as well.
Well, the failure bit's been reoccurring. The quotes are all different. This one was Henry Ford.
Yeah. Oh, good. He was a nice chap, wasn't he?
Look, when you support a League Two football team, we're going to finish something like 89th or 90th out of 92 Football League teams. There's only so many original things you can come up with to open a podcast with.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing I was thinking about. You're saying this is the penultimate episode of the season.
Yeah.
But, mate, no one's told me that we're stopping. I mean, I think we go all the way. I think we go through. We just crack on. We've got to be unique and different. You know, let's just keep going.
I think we should have some bumper additions, but I think me and Mark need a break.
We're a bit like the AFC Wimbledon midfield. We need to let someone else take the strain.
That's not just the midfield, mate. That seems to be the whole side.
Well, I have to say, talking about Saturday, some changes in the team, and I looked at it and thought, this looks vaguely optimistic. And then I worked out that Woodyard and McAteer were playing central midfield and no one else was, and Pell was nowhere to be seen. And that was, yeah, that kind of filled me with dread. But I have to say, certainly McAteer actually did put on a performance that a central midfield player should, as opposed to the shambling imitation of a football team that we had the week before.
And this is an interesting thing, because I think we should add this to the agenda. It's just like, where will this season's loan end up next season? Because obviously, McAteer, that's like the last time many of us will have seen, because I'm not going up to Grimsby, unfortunately. But he's obviously not going to be with us from after that game, is he? So where will he end up next?
Who's actually left? Who's actually going loan? Who have we got left for next season? Who's not on contract? You know, who, you know, well, that's what I'm interested in, because then we can do our usual, like, cull, because that's the bit I'm most waiting for. I've kind of, after Saturday, knowing that Grimsby is going to be a complete non-event, I'm already going through, waiting for that website article that drops on the following 87 players have been released. All that sort of stuff. That's my excitement for the season now. That's what I'm looking forward to. You know, the kind of idea of, like, Chris, you know, I know you played 857 times for Wales, but frankly, that's the door. Those sort of conversations, that's what I'm waiting for. Alex Woodyard, I know you might have been good like three seasons ago or whatever, but that's the door. These sort of things, you know, the whole load of, like, waiting for the bye-bye messages. That's what I'm kind of interested about now. Because I think that's totally the most exciting email that is left. Email, website, you know, or whatever, web article that we can wait for.
I mean, there will be another big change, won't there? But I think we've got quite a lot of players that are on longer-term contracts. The funny thing was what I thought Niall was going to say.
What I'm thinking, Adam. I'm thinking it's our wish. against the fact that there are these players on long-term contracts.
Yeah, no, but the other thing I was thinking is Niall was going to come up with like snog, marry, avoid. That was our next, like, that's how we end the season, you know.
That is brilliant. Let's do it. That's the not quite snog, marry, avoid, but like we could do, what is it? Stop, start, continue. That's what you do. That's the kind of classic. That's what
stop,
you do.
Stop, start, continue on players. All yes. Right, then. Stop. I'll start. It's easy. Then, like, then
I know. No. Get the squad out. Get the squad out. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, no. Just one each, and we keep going around until we get bored. Stop. As in, don't keep on, even if he's got a contract.
Just do the squad, Mark,
and then we'll do the stop, start, continue, because that will help us. Because I'm not going to remember the whole squad, am I?
I'll do the squad in squad number order.
Which yeah, go for it.
Random, I know, but you know. That's what it is in the program, so there you go.
When we say start, what are we going to do with start? Start must be like definite. Continues like iffy. Start is like starting 11.
Start means it's like the best, yeah.
They're
like...
Start is starting 11.
Yeah.
Continues okay. Like, you know, whatever. Okay.
So stop, start, continue.
Yes.
Yeah. Rather than keep, maybe, and go, which I feel that, you know, might just adequately say.
Yeah, but like we're business yeah. People. We need to be more
whimsical. Yeah. This is the same one, so we have to try and pretend we're posh, right?
Yeah.
Or pretend we are not what people think we are. Okay, stop, start, continue. Nick Zanoff.
Whatever the maybe.
Massive pause means
whatever the maybe
stop.
Continues the maybe. Continues the maybe.
He has been fairly good, but I would now argue that it's Broom's shirt to lose.
I agree.
Plus, I love going Broom.
Much more fun. And I love the fact his mum put something on Twitter supporting Broom yesterday. So yeah, okay.
Continue.
Niall's writing these things down, which is good. Zanoff is a stop.
He's not. He's doing something completely different, Mark. He's multitasking.
Oh, hang on. I thought we had three stops and one continue. So I think that majority rules.
Oh, okay. Yeah? Well, I said continue, but
anyone would think this was organised. Gunter,
stop.
Okay, unanimous. Brown.
Continue.
Oh, you got the casting vote, Matt.
Oh, I just want to be. I want to be controversial, but I think he's. I think he. I mean, I get him confused with who our centre back was, Pierce. So I think I'm not sure. I'm not so worried about Brown. To be honest with you, I'm not worried about him. I'm not asking him to stay on.
But you're saying stop.
So
maybe.
Well, we'll keep him then, just on 2.5, just about.
Okay,
Woodyard.
Stop.
Continue.
Stop. Ooh.
If there's something better out there, then great. I mean, you know, if you could get Pell and McAteer, do you know what? Sorry. Stop.
Stop. Okay.
Okay.
Marsh.
Stop.
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 Stop. Okay. We do need some players for next season. Psycho Jane. He's a loney.
Oh, he's gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Any lonies, forget. Don't even mention the lonies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Harry Pell.
Can start.
Start.
Whatever. Jackson.
Yeah, start.
Josh Davison.
Start.
Continue.
Definitely start.
Start, yeah.
Ooh.
Dialang Jai Semi, otherwise known as DJ.
Is he one of ours?
No, he's a loney, so move on. Ethan Chislett.
Start.
But he's one who's going, isn't he? He's
out of contract, up. But this is what we want to happen. Whether or not it'll happen is another matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, start for me. Ali Alhamidi.
Start.
Yeah, start.
What's beyond start?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, what's the next level? Double star. Yeah.
Nathan
I think Fraser. Someone's gone. Sold.
Exactly.
I really hope not.
Nathan Broom.
Start.
Start.
Continue.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to start. Alex Pierce.
Continue.
Continue.
Yeah, continue.
Continue, yeah. Aaron Pierre.
I'd continue. I think he was getting...
Yeah, continue.
No, he was not a loanee. He was signing a short-term deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to put continue as well.
Yeah, I'll go continue. Okay. Do I not include Little and McAteer then? Because they're both loanees.
Yep. I think Little's a different kettle of fish. I think McAteer we're not getting back, but my understanding is that Armani Little might be someone who we could keep on get on a longer term basis. But he's how long he's injured for?
But he's also a Forest Green Rovers player, and they've just got relegated.
I think I have a feeling the deal was that it with an option to buy.
Now the random internet rumor, but yeah, I'd like to keep him.
I'm not going to put him in because he's a loanee. That's the rules.
Okay, fair enough. Hasbilla.
Star, obviously. Biller. Goodness sake.
When he gets fit.
Yeah, what happened there?
Right back, because unfortunately his injury record is shocking.
Yeah, he's had it's a proper hamstring thing now, is he?
It's like, a proper hamstring. He went over like he was shot by JFK.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Badly.
No. JFK had a bullet in his head. He did not go like a bullet in his head.
That was the point.
It was a bullet in the leg, right? And I don't believe JFK got a bullet in the leg. Just putting it out there. Right.
Moving on.
It's fine. The good thing we're now going to get loads of conspiracy theory people listening to our podcast, so our numbers should go up. So it's all good.
There's no grass in the same old watch.
That's the name of the podcast. Anyway, Biller, is Biller a start or a continue?
Start, obviously.
Biller is a start for me, if he's fit, but only if he's fit.
Right, go on.
Elliot Bolton.
Continue.
He's never played because he's never been fit enough to play. He's the same year as Jack Curry, and that shows the difference. He's a defensive midfield player.
Is he? Okay. Well
then, let's be honest then. Stop.
Alfie Bendel.
Wait a minute. We've jumped over ones. Have we? All right. Oh, no. Sorry.
Alfie Bendel is a stop.
Really?
Alfie Bendel's a stop. Oh, controversial.
I'd definitely say continue.
Isn't there something about Alfie Bendel's wages? He's on quite a lot.
I don't know.
I understand. He's hey, Mark, I'm just starting off the rumours now, mate. This is it.
Here you are.
So, but my understanding
the truth is the wages are probably very low. So
I thought he was. I think he's on like. I think he's on a decent whack. Really? For,
okay. What are you doing, Matt? This is the question. It's not like wages. It's stop, start, continue. Right? It's that simple.
Yeah, continue for me.
Continue. I continue with him because I think he could come. He could get good. He could get,
okay. Yeah. Jack Curry.
Start, but he's gone.
Start. We believe, we imagine, we don't know, but who knows in terms of what
big. At the end of this, I'm going to go for the list to start and tell you, we can go through who's going to get sold.
Dylan Adji Hershey.
Oh, okay. Continue. Maybe.
I'm going to say stop.
I would say stop, and I would say that's the kind of position wide, right. Wing back potentially that we need to raid the National League.
Okay,
for.
I'm going to stop as well then.
Okay. Sam Pearson was a loanee. David Fisher.
Ooh, I'm going to go continue.
Continue because we haven't seen enough.
You're very generous. So... I've seen enough. Thank you. I saw enough in pre-season friendly at Hampton and Richmond last season.
You're saying stop.
I'm saying stop. Sorry, David, and all David's friends and family.
I'm going to say stop now. I'm going to join you in the stop then as well. Okay, go on. I'm well pro Cull, so I'm like, let's go with it. We're going with stop. Okay, next.
Paul Callenby.
Continue.
I'm going to say continue as well.
I'd actually start him, but he won't start until October because his knee's still in a brace. I could be unfair and miss the next guy out, but I've never heard of him. Josh Hallard.
Oh, he's a starter for me. Josh Hallard, he's been... You know, come on.
Consistently.
We know what he's about.
Consistently in the changing rooms.
Yeah, he's been... He's there and thereabout. I mean, come on. I've no idea who this man is.
Stop.
Ben Mason.
Stop.
Mason?
No. I think Mason could be the next...
Is he the Welsh wizard?
No, that's Morgan Williams. Who doesn't have a squad number yet. Ben Mason is a right back. He captained the under-18s last year, and this year he's captained Basingstoke Town in, I want to say...
Conference South,
but I think it might be the level below that.
No, continue. It's Conference South.
Continue.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'd continue him. Isaac Ogundore.
Ah, he's a continue.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, continue. Kwaku Frimpong.
Ooh, he's just between a stop and a continue for me.
Continue.
He's a stop for me.
Yeah, stop. We haven't seen him.
But aren't these youngsters, these ones coming through? I just think that they're...
I mean, they're probably going to start next year, right? But like, you know. All right, go on.
Who knows? Ethan Sutcliffe.
I've seen him. I think he's a stop.
Stop.
I think he's a stop as well. I think he's one of those youngsters that isn't necessarily filling out. And he's supposed to be a centre-back. And at the moment, he looks like a puff of wind and blow him over.
Crumbs, I hope none of these guys listen to this podcast, man.
Well, you know, whatever. People do this on every other podcast, you know. Whatever. Anyway, go on.
Luke Jenkins. Is a continue for me.
He's a continue for me.
Yeah, continue.
Hopefully his injury record is better than Will Nightingale's. Have I missed Will Nightingale out completely? I think I might have done.
You will have done, because we've not mentioned him.
Yeah.
Have I missed Will Nightingale out completely? My apologies to Will Nightingale. I missed him out.
This is a controversial one. Okay, where would you go with Nightingale?
I would release him.
I go continue.
But, I mean, what I would say there is I would have Pierce and Ayanother as a first choice, and possibly Nightingale and... well, the thing is, you need a starting centre-back because PK won't be back to start the season.
No, I mean, I'm talking about you have Pierce and another, unless you're going three at the back.
No, I'm only going two at the back. So, yeah, Pierce and another, and then PK and Nightingale possibly, but then... Yeah. Do you have Pierre as well? That's suddenly lots of experienced centre-backs. But we'll get on to, you know, the fact later in the pod about how many players have played centre-back this season. It's ridiculous.
I saw that, yeah.
I continue, but I like Nightingale. I continue.
Now, my problem is I've met him and talked to him. And he's a lovely, lovely bloke. He's so seriously inconsistent. I'm going to, just because, I don't know, I'm going to put him down as continue. I'm not going to reveal what I thought because I don't really know. So I'll go through, right? On our starting list...
Hang on, I missed a couple out. I don't know why I missed them out, but they are important in their own way. Zach Robinson.
He's a start.
He's a start or continue?
He's definitely a start, like, for goodness sake.
Zach Robinson?
Yeah. He can't be a start because we've not seen him.
No, but he's going to be awesome. He's awesome. I
actually would try and sell him and get some money.
I'd stop. I mean, yeah.
No, get him back. I reckon he's awesome.
Two more. Aaron Cosgrave. Remember him?
Stop,
indeed. And Quain Bartley.
Oh, see, I love Quain Bartley when I've seen him in pre-season, but he's never been brought off the bench.
He's a continue because he hasn't done anything yet, but he could do, I reckon.
I'd continue.
I'd continue him for one. This is, I think, his first full Premier, say not Premier season, but professional season.
Those days, Martin Lewis, those days.
I know.
Anyway, where we are with, right, is our stop, Zanef, Gunter, Woodyard, Marsh, Bolton, Dillon, Fisher, Hallard, Quaco, Sutcliffe, Cosgrave, gone.
How many is that?
11 gone.
Yep.
On our continue list, we've got Brown, Pierce, Pierre, Bindle, PK, Mason, Isaac, Jenkins, Nightingale, Robinson, Bartley. 11.
Pretty good.
Yep.
And our starting is Pell, Davidson, Chisler, Alamadi, Broom, Biller, and Curry. Now, I reckon three of them are going to be sold. How many of them are actually in contract? Is Pell in contract?
Of that lot, all of them.
In contract?
Yeah. Pell only joined at the beginning of the season, you muppet.
Chisler.
Isn't.
Right.
Chislett
gone. Alhamadi sold. Curry sold.
I've got a question about Alhamadi.
Do we think we'd sell him? And if not, I mean, if he goes, I would be really upset for genuinely anything under 2.5 million.
We're not going to sell him. We're not going to sell him in this now. His performance is too short for anyone to spend that
amount of money. 10 goals in 14 games
too short.
For a shit side.
It's too short. End of season, playing for what they need to get. You know, that only shows a small part of his game plan. So
it makes him stand out. I think realistically, any offers that we get, and I have no insider knowledge at all, but any offers we get will be relatively low, much lower than Matt just talked about that we'd want. I have no idea again, but I suspect there is a sell-on clause with Wickham. In fact, Ainsworth said in the interview when he left Wickham that there was a sell-on clause. So that's a public fact. He didn't say how much it was, but I don't know that we'd necessarily sell more than one player, but it depends, I suppose, how much people are prepared to pay for Curry.
I mean, now you see, my thing with Curry is probably we missed the prime time.
Absolutely. I think we would have got close to a mil for him.
But we don't know if anyone was actually interested at that point, do we? Really?
You
know,
yes, we do.
Well, Bristol City.
We know that.
That was
Adam,
the only club.
Bristol City came in four times for Curry. They came in four times for
They obviously didn't offer enough because we didn't sell him. So.
Well, because we didn't need to. But I think the final bid was around the £700,000 mark.
Well, that's not enough. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you gonna have a dream come true?
And that's the thing. We probably won't get. I don't think we'd get that.
I don't think we will now.
I think you'd be looking more between half a mil, maybe 600.
Who knows? We all know though that there is a great tradition of making a player man of the match and then
player of the season
and then losing him straight away. But equally, last summer and this only came out obviously afterwards, but last summer Huddersfield, I understand, came in with a very low ball offer for Rodoni. And we turned them down a number of times, as we turned down Bristol City a number of times so far. And eventually, the deal came through at a figure that the club was comfortable with, so to speak. So who knows? Who knows? Okay, tomorrow night, as we record this, so Tuesday night, the 2nd of May, there's a fans forum at the club where you have Craig Cope as head of football operations, Danny Macklin as CEO, and Mick Buckley as chair, and Johnny Jackson, the manager, all present and all answering questions. The club has said that they would like to try and enable as many fans as possible to ask questions. And so what they've asked is there any way in which we, the fans, could limit things by only asking one question each? So if you're here listening to this before the forum and you're unable to attend, please email your questions to the fansforumafcw@gmail.com. So that made me think, okay, for us as four individual women fans, I don't know whether any of you guys are going to be able to be there tomorrow, but even if you are, even if you're not, what is your one question? I think I've heard Matt's before, and Matt's is quite good, so we should probably start with Matt Cooper. What's your one question and who would it be to?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I have a feeling that most questions are going to be directed at JJ. My question, I put it up earlier on to you guys, and I think I've cheated because there's probably several questions within this one question. But it would be, and maybe I'm being petty. I think I'm probably being petty, but it is, you've had 247 appearances for Cheltenham plus a number of games as their manager. They're a club you obviously passionately care for. I'm wondering if you still feel angry about letting go. Personally, I never cared for them. I care passionately about Wimbledon. How do you feel about this club, its owners slash supporters, and why are you the right person to lead our team forward? Yeah.
Yeah, just ask the last bit, because the last bit is perfectly valid.
And they're all valid, to be honest. You know, yeah. I mean, I kind of got whatever little... My question wouldn't be that. My question would be more about Craig Cope, and it'd be like, being that there are so many players out of contract and that the performances were so poor, realistically, how many of them are of a quality to take this club into League One?
Again, perfectly valid question.
Like, answer, what, two?
Not as many as he wants there to be, I suspect, is the practical answer to that one.
The interesting thing with that question is I think you've got a lot of people who are just going to, who don't believe now we're going to get out of this league quickly. So it's more about
how. Is that a realistic? I mean, would the fans be happier, in inverted commas, if all those senior management officials state that and be a little bit more upfront about it?
They're never going to do that, are they?
We might have to be a bit more pessimistic, to be honest, because it's like, you know, expectations were high last season. But I mean, there's something, I mean, the other question would be like, there's something seriously mentally wrong with a team and the training facilities. If you've got, and I'm probably going to ruin your stats question, but if you have like beaten the top two places in the most amount of points given away by a club in the EFL and the Premier League, the last two seasons are us. Right. First, AFC Wimbledon, 40 points given away this season. Last season, second, AFC Wimbledon, 39 points. Right. No club comes like, I think there's two or three clubs that are like in the 30s or whatever. But we are so far ahead in terms of mentally being too fragile to keep a lead. And then you then look at the percentage of injuries for which it's something like our team has been, I think the figure is something like 57% fit or something. That's the number that I've seen. And the teams at the top are like 87%. So we are clearly got, and we're the lowest among that. So we've got a real problem with our injuries and we've got a real problem with confidence and be able to maintain a lead. That is something that is fundamentally, culturally wrong with what's happening within the coaching setup and the training facilities at our club. Because that is just like, you sort those two things out, then you've got a completely different set of results.
Again, perfectly fair question. Perfectly sensible. And I'd be disappointed if I hadn't thought about that and obviously, and also tried to factor in solutions for it. Mr. Adam Proctor, your one question. Or three in one like Matt.
No, I don't have three in one, I don't think. I'm going to reply to a bunch of these things because I think Matt has asked three questions and I think two of them are unfair about Charlton and whatever. You know, he's not going to, what's he going to say about that? You know, nothing beyond either pandering to make sure he doesn't upset Charlton or whatever. So that he's not going to answer those questions. Niall's question about, you know, can we get to League One? I think it also think is unfair because I don't think we're going to get to League One next season. I'd like us to see us competing in League Two and into the playoffs potentially, but I don't think we have the kind of squad. And also the other thing we have to remember is Wrexham are coming and they are bankrolled properly, which means that every other club in the league is going to think about how much money they spend on players in various different ways. And I think that's going to have a massive impact on the entire league. So I just think if we can be competitive, and I'd love to see us in the playoffs, that would be awesome. But I think we're not going to be looking for promotion next season. What we do need to be looking for is sensible competitiveness and be nowhere near the bottom of the league. That's what I like. And a couple of playoff games, get us some cash, etc. A really nice cup run outside of that would be awesome. So there's those kind of, I think I'm just going to, yeah, put those caveats in.
Was that a statement or a question? Sorry.
No, that's a statement to begin with. And then I'm going to give you my question. I've already emailed in. So I'm just going to read the question I've already sent. And whether I edit this podcast fast enough for it to get out there, who knows? I'll try my best. So my question was for Craig Hope, basically, which said, and I'll read it just because I will. And now I find all the spelling mistakes. I said, I currently agree with the PLC and the club's current statement that releasing JJ now would be detrimental to all the things we have in place. I agree that the January transfer window and all the recalls unfairly impacted the performance JJ was able to put in on the pitch since that point. However, I have a large expectation that we'll see a marked difference on the pitch, both in the pre-season and the start of the new season, and that we'll make some very shrewd and excellent decisions in the closed season, enabling JJ and other first-team staff to be in a fantastic starting position. Can you thus expand on what measures and key performance indicators you have set for JJ, the first-team staff, and even the first-team players in their first 4 to 6 weeks of the new season that must be met? That's my question.
obviously there were no time for anyone else's questions by the time that one's been read out.
Oh, okay. They know the question. The question is like, what are you going to do?
I love it. I love the fact you've had to go at my three questions and you've written a book. What is that about? How's that a question? I actually drifted off in the middle part of it.
Sorry, was there a question?
I don't know. No one knows.
Yes, there was. Basically, the question was, what are the key performance indicators you're setting for Johnny Jackson and his playing staff next season?
Thank
perfect.
You.
A perfect good question. A perfect good question.
I just couched it in niceness.
Well, forget the niceness. Just say, oi, Hopey, what are you going to tell these geezers to do?
JJ, we love you, JJ. You're brilliant, JJ. The first bit was
I never doubted you, JJ. Manifesto for the Don Trust board for 2024.
Yeah, and I keep failing at that, so I'm obviously doing something wrong.
Okay, what was my question? My question was basically going to be along the lines of, to Johnny Jackson again, which is, you know, over the last two seasons, we've been, as a football team, time and time again, shown to be very poor and very very weak in terms of our performances and our inability to hold on to leads.
Which is shit.
I can't edit anything that Niall's saying, so it's unfortunate.
So essentially, what makes you part of the solution rather than part of the problem?
Is it because you're shit?
Not that last bit. That's added by Mr. Niall Cooper.
So, Mark, basically, you and I are asking the same question, yeah?
Yeah, but just in slightly different language. Yeah.
That's the thing. There is going to be loads of the same question. That's why I was like, my question is going to be asked by everyone anyway. So I guess, is there a
question? I don't think so, Adam. No one's asking that question, mate.
Of course they are. They're asking.
We haven't got that.
No, they are. They're going to ask it. No, they're Matt, the beginning they of the season.
Sorry, I've just got my book of War and Peace. I'm just going to read it. And at the end of it, I promise you, there is a question. Once upon a time, there was a football club.
No, but that's the thing I want to know, though, is I thought, why should I email them? Because everyone else is going to ask the same sort of questions. Like, we want to see a performance increase at the very beginning of the season. If not, you're out. That's basically the question, right? Yeah. I just try to couch it in that I agree with the club, blah, blah, blah.
That's a perfectly valid question, yeah.
Right, so what are the questions that we haven't thought we should be asking? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting, Adam, that because I think the there is still sort of like a split within the fan base. So I'm interested. I think there'll be, and rightly so, probably there will be a question around fan ownership, and that question should be something like, have we reached as far as we can as a fan-owned club?
That question probably, though, not for any of the people there, but for the Don's Trust.
No, Mick Buckley will be there.
No, I mean, I think it's interesting. Mick Buckley could answer.
Yeah,
could possibly take that on.
True. Yeah.
You know, or even Danny.
I think I think someone will ask that question. Basically, have we reached the ceiling of our current ownership model to Mick Buckley? That would be a question to ask, wouldn't it? Surely that's going to come up.
Well, I will be there, and it will be recorded, so hopefully we'll know whether that question's been asked.
But I just think it's like you've got the train, you know, you've got the training facilities. You know, we're asking the obvious questions, aren't we? Like, what's going to happen at the beginning of the season? Because if we don't start on a banger, then fire everyone, sort it out, kind of thing. We are on a loser. But the obvious question is like, what's going on with the training facilities? Yeah, what's the next phase of Plough Lane? Have we reached the ceiling of fan ownership? Why are we still fan-owned? You know, what's our sponsorship? There's loads of other questions, which is kind of they're the real questions, actually. Unfortunately, we've hit the end of the season on a pretty bad form. So the only kind of questions we're going to get of these people at this point are going to be ones related to form, which I don't think are the bigger questions we want to actually answer over the next season, two seasons, three seasons, unfortunately. So,
but that's where we are, and the fans, understandably, are disillusioned at best, and therefore naturally are going to express themselves like that, eloquently or otherwise. I was actually pleasantly surprised both by the sunshine. We haven't even talked about Tranmere at all, but it wasn't much of a game to talk about. But actually, I was surprised by the sunshine. I was very surprised by the crowd, and there were 7,500 home fans, and then Tranmere bought best part of 500 or so themselves. No one in fancy dress, which is most disappointing. But yeah, over 8,000 for a home game in a totally meaningless fixture with the form we've had is majorly impressive. It's not on the stats this week, but somewhere I found, and I think I've added it, and we can dig it out to be able to add to the blog this week, is the difference between the average home attendance last season in League One with the 27-game winless game run, and the average crowd this season. And the difference is something ridiculous, like about 30. In other words, it's only 30 down.
It's just over 60. But I think the other big thing on that is that the last few games have all been over 8,000. So actually we had a few like iffy bits in there. And where I see an upturn is the arrival of Danny Maplin, because the marketing of the club has changed in the second half of the season. So I'd be interested to know what the attendances were heading towards the end, because I think you probably got the program in front of you there. But I think I'm right in saying that quite a lot of the later ones are all eights, aren't they? Recently, high seven.
Yeah, the one I'm looking at is Salford, and the last eight ones were before yesterday. 8511 for Stockport, which is the £5 a ticket game. 8383 for Bradford back in January. But again, Bradford bought quite a few with them, and Stockport bought quite a few with them. But apart from Wrexham, and if Notts County come up as well, Notts County, I don't necessarily see Woking are in the playoffs, so Woking might come through. But I don't necessarily see too many huge attendances coming up. And with the greatest respect, Accrington and Morecambe coming down, if Cambridge do slip down, there'll bring quite a few.
Oh, God, there's another one.
There is another one from Buckinghamshire who will stand a more than even chance of actually screwing up. And that will be, they were 4-1 up.
Mark, what happened?
They were 4-1 up with 17 minutes left.
4-1 up with set, and they blew it.
And they blew it, yeah.
4-1, were they 4-1 up?
I don't think we should be banging on about that sort of stat.
I'm going to move you on. 2-1 up with 4 minutes into injury time, that one.
No, yes, exactly. Thank you. Moving
on. Sorry, everybody.
So very quickly, I'm going to do, I know that they obviously announced the official ones yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to do this last week. So let's do, just running around the four of us, your individual choices for player of the season, young player of the season, disappointment of the season, and pleasant, positive surprise of the season. Doesn't have to be player, obviously. It could be my pie.
Oh, well, that's going to win then. Actually, surprise of the season, La Costa, the new Argentinian food place, which is actually really good. That's pretty newcomer. If we've got newcomer of the season, La Costa, definitely.
Actually, my surprise of the season would be Ali, because let's face it, none of us have heard of him even before January. So, you know.
I agree. I mean, I think you can't look beyond Ali as the surprise of the season.
Yeah.
The surprise of the season is that, and just
how bad we were.
How bad we were from January. One of the surprises of the season was the loan recalls.
Well, Towler's like.
Towler, is that a surprise or is that a disappointment? I was actually going to say a disappointment was how the whole loan thing worked.
Yeah, badly for us. We were in a good place in January. The loss of Towler, I think. So if I was looking at my players of the season, I'd probably potentially put Towler, because we forget how instrumental he was at the first half of that season when we actually were all right. If you look at the performance of the second half of the season, when we like basically fell apart and were shit, and then you've got to basically pick a player who played well in that first half. And that first half, I would say Towler, and the other one would be Pell. Potentially Curry, but those Towler and Pell would be my two.
Player of the season, undoubtedly, without a shadow of a doubt,
my pie
is Ayoub Assal.
Fair enough. Assal would also...
It's without doubt, the best player we've seen in the Wimbledon shirt for a long time.
And even though he left in December, January,
incredible performance.
Assal was better for that period of time than anyone else over the whole season.
Yeah. Incredible player.
Fair point. Fair point. And young player?
Well, then you go with the Sal with the same argument.
I think you see young players as someone coming through. I mean, so it would be hard pressed to look beyond Jack Curry, but I think his
recent.
I think his head was turned in January, which made it difficult because he wasn't that player I felt in the second half of the season.
True indeed.
Biller was great, but he's just injury prone.
Unfortunately so. Yeah.
Imagine if you had a Sal, Towler, Pell and Alamadi all actually fully fit, able to play the whole season, then we're in a different place.
And a fully fit, consistent centre-back partnership.
So it's all you're supposed to have.
If you've had
you're supposed to have two centre-backs. Yeah, you're going to come to this question.
Probably Pierre and Piquet, or Pearson, Pierre. Because Pierre towards the end was doing well, I thought.
Well, Towler and Pierce, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry, anyhow, we're going off course again.
Adam hasn't given us, but are you disagreeing with any of those things there, Adam?
No, I'm not disagreeing. I think unfortunately, we when you have such a young squad, we're in the wrong league. I don't think we should be in League One, but unfortunately, our players, the young players that we have, would perform better in a higher league, which is really disappointing, you know, in terms of injuries, stamina, performance, etc. So, yeah, I think, I don't know how we kind of figure that out, but I would, yeah, if we can figure out a way to be performing way higher, then our young players would do way better. Because I think, yeah, Biller, Curry, etc., they would be smashing it in League One. But I'm
looking at the Salford programme right now and the Salford squad lineup. They got Jason Lowe, Matt Lund, Adrian Mariappa, Matt Smith, just those four players on their own have got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of league games each. And we just didn't have that. We've got that in Pell and in Pearce, and that's about it, really.
Gunter and Brown.
Well, then you can go with Gunter and Brown being up there as disappointments of the season as well, then, realistically.
Well, Gunter would be a disappointment of the season. Well,
Gunter is a disappointment of the season, totally.
Yeah, fair point. Right, I'm going to wrap us up there so that we can all go and enjoy the wonderful summer evening that's almost upon us. So let's finish off with some numbers for a change. And we've been talking about this kind of most of the pod, actually. So this might actually be something that Adam might get for a change. Adam's number is number 27.
Oh. Okay. So supposedly we were talking about it and 27 is a number.
And as usual, it's one of the tweets that I've sent you guys for the week.
Okay. Well, according to the time of recording, it is 6:27. So does that count?
That's very clever, but no.
I don't know, Mark, for goodness sake. I'm not. This game is not for me. I don't know.
Okay. 27 centre-back partnerships this season alone.
Easy.
Which is ridiculous. 27 individual different ones, you know.
I think that's back four, not centre-backs. That's the defence.
If you look at your actual... No, it's not actually. I think it is back four, yeah. But realistically, you've got like sometimes in the back three, but then you've got Pierre and Nightingale and Brown and Nightingale and so on and so forth.
It's 27 different defensive lines that we've had this season, is ridiculous.
Okay. So,
either way, I'm voting for a new type of quiz for the next series of this podcast.
No.
Happy to add a new one in for next season.
It'd be a pure maths.
Too complicated. Matt's number is number 129. Something else that we also...
That might be the combined points total over the last four seasons.
I'd say three, Matt, seasons, be right.
Yeah, yeah. 129.
Is that how many games since we last won from being behind?
Would be nice. What do we not do very much of?
Defend.
Second half in particular.
Score, defend.
Play football.
It's not the total number of points No, points dropped from winning positions over the last two seasons. No.
That's 79.
That's 79, which Niall's already mentioned. It's high. It's not that high. It's the number of substitutions we've made this season.
129.
All right. And how many of those are made in the 85th minute?
Well, yes, I don't have that stat. But apparently the average is something like 2.89. So apparently we do. I have to say, I remember countless games where we didn't make more than one sub, but apparently we've made almost three subs a game on average.
I saw the other table on that, which is how much impact they've made.
Zero.
And actually, there have been, I think, five games in the last two seasons where substitutes has improved the scoreline for Wimbledon. Five times. I think it's five times in the last two seasons. Every other time that when the subs come on, the final result has got either stayed the same or got worse. So it's like our substitutions have been shit.
Okay. And the final number for the week is number 10 for Niall.
10. Is that since we last won?
This also relates, more than that probably. This also relates to the number that Adam had. And the stat that Niall was just talking about.
What? Substitutes, not...
defensive people.
Is that the most starts of any defensive back line is 10?
It's the most starts of any centre-back partnership, actually, which was...
Hey.
Who was, sorry?
Wow. Who was? Well, I'm going to go with... Oh, God knows. Towler. Was it a Towler one?
It was a Towler one.
Towler and PK?
Towler and PK played 10 games.
Wow.
5 wins, 4 draws, 1 defeat. Conceded 7 goals in those 10 games.
No, I was on fire.
19 points, which is an average of 1.9 points per game, obviously. Which, funnily enough, is the best in all those stats, obviously, overall. Next highest was Callum Byron-Pierce, who got 7 points in 7 games. And then it goes down after that, you know.
So basically, we're totally inconsistent and shit.
Which is no news to anyone, really, frankly. On that lovely bombshell, I'm going to wrap us all up now and say thank you to the man with the Stein, Mr. Adam Proctor. Thank you to the man making his Sunday dinner on Bank Holiday Monday, Mr. Niall Cooper. And thank you to Matt, obviously, who can go and do his dinner in peace. We've been the same old Wombles. This has been episode 36. We've got at least one episode left, and if Matt has his way, maybe more. Hopefully we'll get this one out before the fans forum. If anyone's at the fans forum, happy to have a chat with them. I'll be there in the corner, crying into my pint of beer. And you can find us obviously in the usual places. And of course on SamuelWombles.com.
Which of course you already would have done because you're listening in. So you've already found us. So congratulations on already finding us with Mark Lewis with his most useless bit at the end of every podcast. You can find us in all the usual places, and you already have. So congratulations. Well done to the smart Wimbledon massive.
20 seconds for Adam to add it out. Thank you very much, everybody, and good night.